happening now, like it has before, at the universities in a time of war. Put people together, they'll communicate, talk about things like college and state, talk about the research that built the Iron Dome, talk about their relatives starving back at home, talk about tuition and where the money's spent and where all the buildings in Gaza went. Wake up each morning and the headlines say how many hundreds of Palestinians died today, how many thousands were killed in the past week. People get together, people speak, the newscasters say with surety, the campuses lack security. Meanwhile, across the ocean wide, Palestinian genocide. People are saying they won't leave till they win, and then the police are sent in, beaten and arrested staff and students to try to silence this growing movement. They're punishing people for making it known that the direct connection can be easily shown. How the investments of this institution are funding another final solution. Where it goes is anyone's guess. After all, this is the U.S. Battles have been lost and won, but with bombs being dropped every day by the ton, with the orphaned and famished beneath the sky, waiting for the moment when it's their turn to die. Some people just can't look away. They have to set up a tent on the campus and say, boycott, sanction, and divest. 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 Boycott, sanction, and divest.